Okay, that was my three-song set of musicians that were at Boston Calling yesterday that I got to see, starting with Miranda Ray. That was Moonlight featuring Durand Bernard. And after that, the Chelsea Curve, A Better Way. Did you hear that clapping toward the end of the song? The audience was all there with them, clapping in tune. And then Haim, Leaning on You. And that is from Women in Music Part 3, the expanded edition. One of the things that I really appreciate about Boston Calling, at least this year in particular, is the focus on local musicians. I think the headliner bands all changed from what was originally planned for all kinds of various reasons. And so end up being Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and I'm forgetting who the third one was. But I also forget the third one of who was supposed to be there. It was supposed to be Foo Fighters, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I'm forgetting the third. So back to the Boston-based musicians. Some include Oompa, a Roxbury-born rapper who got her start as a slam poet. Miranda Ray, an R&B singer born in Cambridge. The alt-rock band Paper Tigers was there. The Chelsea Curve. Ally McGurk will be there today. Charlotte Sands is there today. Dutch Tulips, Boston-based indie rock band. Julie Rhodes has already... is going on 1:30 to 2:10 at the Red Stage. That's just fabulous. Julie Rhodes, really amazing. And then tomorrow is the last of the 3 days, and Cliff Notes has gotten a lot of awards and stuff here in Boston, so is going to be there. And who else? Oompa is playing on Sunday, and I think that's Ripe is playing as well, a 7-piece group dedicated to creating dance music. So really just an amazing festival, and just really wonderful that Boston is being acknowledged at this Boston-based festival. Although it's in Cambridge, it's over at the Harvard Athletic Center. So once again, you are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I share this mic with Sue and with Jane, and we kind of do a round robin and alternate weeks. I am now in the station. I'm thrilled to be here. So it's really nice to be live in the station, looking at the soundboard and playing music from our library that we have here that just has an amazing amount of music. So speaking about our library, I'm going to play one of the groups here in our library, Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Trampled rose. never stops going round. Once to get the job done. What I've done to you, I've done to me. So what happened to the trampled road? Neath the fireworks and leaves. Blind man with a cup, I asked if he could sing kisses sweeter than wine. Trampled rose.
Distracted and diffused, my thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. So you see, I have come to doubt all that I once once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain weave their weary paths and die, I know that I am like the rain, there but for the grace of you go I. Light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in
Yeah.
Okay, so in that set, I started off and ended up with Trampled Rose, two different versions. The first one from the Carolina Chocolate Drops from Genuine Negro Jig. After that, the Secret Sisters, Kathy's Song from You Don't Own Me Anymore. That was a recording that was their first with New West Records. They had broken with their previous producer and with the help of Brandi Carlile. Got back into the studio and recorded that amazing album and aptly titled You Don't Own Me Anymore. After that, Alison Krauss, When You Say Nothing at All, from the recording Now That I Found You, a collection. Every song on that recording is just stunning. Then Brandi Carlile, Dreams, from Give Up the Ghost, and then ended, as I mentioned, with that hauntingly beautiful song Trampled Rose. And that version is from the recording Raising Sand, which is a collaboration with Alison Krauss and Robert Plant, came out in 2007. I'm going to go ahead and play something by Florence and the Machine, and then I'm going to pretty much the last half hour of the show, except for the last song that will be that Aretha Franklin song, highlight some of our local musicians. So, with no further ado, Florence and the Machine.
Looking up from underneath, fractured moonlight on the sea, reflections still look the same to me as before I went under. And it's peaceful in the deep cathedral where you came.
found a place to rest my head.
So, as I mentioned, I played a song by Florence and the Machine, and that was Never Let Me Go from the release Ceremonials. It's such an amazing sound. I love that sound so much. And I think there's a lot of new work out by Florence and the Machine. I'm not sure when that song was released. I'll have to look into that. So as I mentioned, I am going to play local musicians to the Cambridge, Somerville, Boston area, the last half an hour, ending with Aretha Franklin. So I'm going to go ahead and start with Danielle Moralia.
Glass. Don't you wait on me. We'll get by somehow. But we don't have to talk about that now. When it clears, let's maybe go for a ride. Drink up, baby, you don't have to drive. Baby, don't look.
Overcast today, I'm at 66. My stomach growls over the engine's roar. Drove all night from Dallas to get away from my boyfriend who's just in jail. Spent my last 200 to pay for his bail. Mister, I left my wallet at the last station, and I got no money. just a little change. You know it will all add up. A dollar every hour puts some fuel in the tank.
Last night I heard the humming of the moon behind the trees. Felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, I know I by heart back when we were kids. If I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hid, 'cause I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory lane, there'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping rabbit hole again. Were we singing in the streets somewhere in Spain? Were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song. And then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on and on. And there'll be no walk down memory. By chance you cross my mind, it's only by mistake. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom, we might assume that it's still there, Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, and how you blew it wide open when you busted it apart. That was the best thing that you did. I can see that now. All I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how. There'll be no walk down memory lane. There'll be no midnight call for old time's sake. And I'm not slipping down that rabbit hole again.
And you can probably tell I'm one of those that don't sleep well. When my drink is done, I'm out like a light. Once that moon rises, I'm up all night. The other night was a parade of fears, followed by regrets of long lost years. Last week
doctors from Borneo, writing songs to
Lord, the night is long. Thinks, then portrays. She's effervescent and vivid, and she thinks of you and thanks you for your love, for everything you do. Think of you. You thank her for her patience with you. She is beautiful, and she knows that you are plenty and that your love is true. No, she is patient and may disagree. Hear her point of view expressed freely.
That was a 5-song set of local musicians I'm calling my Shiros, starting with Daniel Moralia. Drive is the title of the song from Box of Troubles. After that, Sweet Wednesday. That's Lisa Hausman, who is with her partner, Dave Falk, and they are Sweet Wednesday. That song is Desert Flowers on Route 66 from Escaping from the Pale Moonlight. I happened to on them the other day. They were playing, they were busking over in Davis Square, so I could hear their song wafting through the air, and sure enough, there was Sweet Wednesday. After that, Lisa Bastoni, Rabbit Hole from The Wishing Hour. Then West of Willow, Insomniac Song from Lost City. I picked that song particularly because last night at 2:30 a.m. there was about 10 seconds of thunder, and I ended up with my 50-pound dog right on my chest. And she was a shaking bowl of jello, and so I just calmly put the Sunday New York Times on her back and did the puzzle for half an hour until she settled down. An Oreo cookie would have been good. Ended with Eileen Springer, Fearless Woman, and that is from Matter of Time. I have one more local cheer I want to play, but before I do, I want to remind you that after Something About the Women, Brian Young will be on Crash Course for the Ravers. He is currently also on my hero list. I was having trouble with the headphones here, and he came over and reached over my shoulder and pressed a couple buttons and fixed that. So thank you, Brian, so much. He puts on a fantastic show from 1 until 4. And so I have time for one more song here, and that is going to be by Marnie Hall, who is a rock violinist. I mean, is that so cool? So this is a single release, and I will see you all in 3 weeks.
Thank you. forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crime.